This is 89.1 WEMU. Good morning. I'm David Fair. The Great Lakes face a number of challenges. As such, the governors in the Great Lakes states and leaders of affected Canadian provinces also face a number of challenges. The best solutions? Those are likely to come through collaborative work and financing. Back in June, the Council of Great Lakes Governors and the premiers of Ontario and Quebec convened on Mackinac Island. They set an agenda for the organization and the region. The leadership summit theme was strengthening our economy and protecting our Great Lakes. Today we're going to look at some of the role Michigan is going to play in the larger effort. I'd like to welcome you to WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. On the first Friday of every month, I'm joined by Michigan League of Conservation Voters Executive Director Lisa Wozniak, and together we take a 20-minute journey into a topic of environmental importance. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, David.
And our guest this morning.
Our guest today is John Allen. John is the director of the Office of the Great Lakes, an office that is housed in the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and focuses on partnerships with local, state, and federal groups and governmental bodies to protect, restore, and enhance our Great Lakes. Prior to stepping into the directorship, John worked as Director of Environmental Policy and Intergovernmental Affairs for Consumers Energy Company, where he held high-ranking environmental and governmental affairs positions for more than 15 years. Welcome to the show, John.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
In early June, as David mentioned, the Council of Great Lakes Governors convened on Mackinac Island and had a few days of conversation and planning around the Great Lakes. What sparked this meeting? I understand it was the first meeting of this kind in 8 years.
It was the first meeting when the principals, the governors, or the executives and the premiers had gotten together, and I'd say it was the first such meeting in longer than that when they had gotten together on a multiple of issues. The last time they had been together, it was pretty much around the compact and negotiations around water management within the Great Lakes. And in this case, it was on a broader spectrum of issues. What prompted it was, in particular, this year, Governor Snyder had taken over as co-chair of the Council of Great Lakes Governors with his other co-chair, Governor Quinn, from Illinois. And the two of them had some discussions and really pressed the necessity of sitting down together collaboratively, collectively, as governors, as premiers, setting an agenda for the organization and essentially for the region under their efforts.
And what do you think was accomplished through the conversation that took place there?
Several things. One is the strength of collaborative governance, and that's really what we have in the Great Lakes region, managing one of the greatest freshwater resources in the world, the greatest freshwater resource in the world, through multiple jurisdictions, 8 states, 2 provinces, two nations, has to be done collaboratively. There is no government for the Great Lakes region. So you have to do that through a set of relationships and strengthening and working from those relationships, seeing eye to eye with your neighbors and with others is critical. So one of the great outcomes, I think, of that meeting is to have the governors, the premiers, and other members of their immediate teams sit down together and start to talk through important issues.
Is there a sense of where there is unanimity among everyone involved and where there are still issues to be resolved?
Well, I think that came through in the conference. There are obviously always nuances or subtleties, and in some cases less subtleties around what we need to do or not need to do. Each state obviously has interests, and the provinces have their own interests. The governor set a fairly aggressive and broad agenda for the work of the Council of Great Lakes Governors and others. I mean, it talked about creating a maritime initiative, so really looking at the Great Lakes transportation network, the water-based transportation network, and doing that collectively and collaboratively. I think there's great unanimity around the need to take a look at that system from the biggest perspective possible. Talked about looking at expanded trade opportunities. One of the greatest trade opportunity is between Ontario and the United States and into the Great Lakes region, and expanding that opportunity and also reducing barriers. I think those are important pieces. Working on invasive species. Clearly, there was some forward movement on invasive species as the states and the provinces continue to pledge to work together to fight invasive species and manage the ones we have and prevent the ones coming in, any new ones coming in. Work on beach safety and awareness around people going to the beach and being safe when they're there. Really looked at nutrient management for and trying to prevent harmful algal blooms, particularly in the Western Lake Erie Basin, but in some of our other shallow embayments, in particular through the Great Lakes, and really looking at additional efforts on water quality and quantity and you know, driving policy together. The region is the best when it collectively decides to move in a direction together.
One of the issues I understand not everyone is on board with is on whether or not to separate the Great Lakes system from the Mississippi River system, and that would deal with invasive species and a whole range of economic issues. Where is that issue going to go next?
It's a good question. It did come up at the summit. Governor Quinn, in fact, had indicated previously Illinois had indicated that they had been either opposed or cautious about that, the possibility of separating those two basins. Governor Quinn, essentially at the summit, talked about that being an inevitable or an ultimate solution.
However, the governor of Indiana is not on board as of yet.
No, I think that's going to require some further discussions to both understand Indiana's economic needs and practical needs. I think, though, the relationships are set and the processes are in place. The governors and premier impaneled it's called the AIS Task Force, the Aquatic Invasive Species Task Force, made up of parts of state government and provincial governments within their administrations, to sit down and continue to work on the things that we both agree to, that we need to work together and fund and overcome, and to continue to work through the issues related to the things we don't. Separation of the hydrology of the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River system is one of those where I think some additional conversation is needed. What we're seeing, though, in Illinois is great effort on behalf of that state to really start to beat back, if you will, to deal with the invasive species, Asian carp in particular, to make sure that the Asian carp are moving downriver and not upriver. So we're trying to find a way to lessen the threat to the Great Lakes with Asian carp as we look for these longer-term solutions.
Given the plethora of challenges that you've outlined and the agenda that was set by Governor Snyder for this convening, was there a commitment on the part of all of the attendees to meet on a more frequent basis around these issues? You've spoken about work groups and next steps. But what other steps have been taken?
Well, there was a number of the governors and premiers had expressed a great desire to meet on a more frequent basis. Governor Snyder has clearly said that meeting on this ad hoc or longer term basis is not a good idea. So they have talked about meeting again next spring, maybe not as a full summit, but really to meet together to look at the kinds of progress that they asked all of us to work on. And when I say all of us, obviously some of the initiatives that are being launched and worked on are very much sort of government-related kinds of things. But there's a number of things here that are going to rely on other organizations, whether it's your organization or the Great Lakes Commission and other types of organizations to work on. The governors, I think, and premiers would like to see what progress comes of that. I think any good executive, you know, asks work to be done and then makes sure that that work is getting done, checks up on it. So I think they're very interested in getting together to make sure that their desires and the desires of the people of our states and provinces are being attended to in the most diligent and effective manner.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and this is WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. My co-host for this segment is Lisa Wozniak. She is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and our guest this morning is John Allen. John is the head of the Office of Great Lakes for the state of Michigan and a former executive with Consumers Energy.
John, on June 13th, Governor Snyder signed the budget here for the state of Michigan, and I'd like to shift to that for a moment. What are the most meaningful items within this new budget in regards to Great Lakes and Great Lakes protection?
Oh, that's a great question. I would probably refer you to the budget office of the Department of Environmental Quality. Generally, I run a small shop within state government's a cabinet post, but it's a small shop. I think one of the for the Office of Great Lakes, one of the significant things that the governor had proposed and then the legislature accepted was a small but we think very meaningful expansion of the funding for the Office of the Great Lakes. Every meeting that I go to, for instance, you know, I ask people how much do you love the Great Lakes, and it's unanimous throughout the Great Lakes region, certainly unanimous throughout Michigan. So I think the legislature and the governor increasing some funding, giving some flexibility to the office in particular, I think does have some great both practical and symbolic meaning that this is a resource that matters.
I just want to clarify. Now, originally in the state budget proposal, there was to be a $700,000 cut to the Office of the Great Lakes. And in the end, I think this is what you're talking about. The legislature did an about-face and included the funding for your budget, correct?
Well, we had asked for a $500,000 increase this year from a roughly a general fund allocation in the $330,000 range, I think it had been. So it's a substantial percentage increase. But what it does is allow us to rely less on federal funding and on grant funding from the Great Lakes Protection Fund, for instance, and really the states stepping in and saying, this is a resource that matters to us. This is a place that we're going to increase funding to some degree.
Well, how will that extra money be allocated in Lakes initiatives?
Well, I think what it does is provide us the opportunity to take a look whether we're working on the water strategy that the governor has asked us to work on, or whether we're looking at some additional use of funding for matching federal funds. Much of the federal funds that we use requires a non-federal match, whether it's 50-50 or something else. We have in the past come up short on whether we have additional funds for that non-federal match, which makes us not able to even use that piece of the federal funding. So I think there were a couple of structural impediments that we were able to overcome, and allows us to be, as I said, a little more flexible in how we utilize staff and resources.
Now, obviously, protecting the Great Lakes is a fundamental component of Michigan's future. And funding the Office of the Great Lakes is one component of that. But are there other things that you would hope to see in the overall budget in regard to Great Lakes protection that did not make it in there?
Well, and for that, I would refer you back to the larger budget folks over at the Department of Environmental Quality. I don't feel in a position to specifically talk about what was in and not in that part of the budget. I'm just not as acutely aware, I guess, as all the different pieces and the negotiations that went around the budget for the Department of Environmental Quality and for the state there. I understand the OGL's budget, or Office of Great Lakes budget, pretty well, obviously. But I would refer you back to the budget officer for the Department of Environmental Quality for that piece.
So shifting gears to what's recently been happening in the legislature, dealing with our wetlands. Wetlands are our filtration system, our the lungs, if you will, for the Great Lakes. And there have been some recent changes made at the legislative level as it regards to our wetlands protections. This has been an issue that's come up often on and off over the last many years. And the legislature has consistently voted in such a way as to protect our wetlands authority, because Michigan, as you well know, is surrounded more than any other state by waters. And wetlands are so key and important in that entire process of protecting our waterways. The decisions made by the legislature may well send this authority back to the federal government. I'm wondering what role your office has played within this dialogue.
Well, I've certainly been party to some of the conversations. Obviously, most of the discussions happen within the regulatory agencies. The Office of the Great Lakes is not a regulatory agency. We do more policy, more collaborative work, more work with our partners, both in the state and obviously across the region.
Well, as a matter of policy, would you prefer that the wetlands remain under Michigan control, or would you like them to go under federal control?
Oh, there's great unanimity of viewpoint that the wetlands program are best served when they stay within the state of Michigan. I think we've seen the environmental community largely feel very strongly about that. We've seen the business community feel very strongly about that. There are some nuances as to how that might play out, and obviously the devil's always in the details. But I think there's great unanimity, and clearly our view is that the wetlands program is best served when it's served within the state of Michigan. How that plays out, I think, and how the EPA the bill hasn't passed. Or the bill's
it passed. Did pass the State House Natural Resources Committee.
Hasn't been signed.
Right.
But how that plays out with and how EPA looks at those changes, I know that there was a meeting the other day with EPA, and I haven't been briefed on how that went and how EPA is looking at some of those changes. So I know the director of the DEQ, Dan Wyatt, and his staff worked diligently and thoughtfully and aggressively to make sure that they were attending both to the needs that EPA, or the deficiencies, I guess, that EPA had highlighted a number of years ago in Michigan's wetlands program. but doing it in a way that can get the program passed and get the program staying in Michigan. Those are pretty key elements that we're all trying to work towards.
Speaking of the EPA, there has been movement on the part of a number of national organizations, environmental organizations and coalitions actually suing the EPA for refusing to take action on phosphorus and nitrogen runoff, which is causing huge and deadly algae blooms in the Great Lakes, especially Lake Erie. Because the EPA is not addressing this problem, what do you think Michigan can or should do in effort to resolve this problem?
Well, I think there's a couple of things specifically. One is that the governor's articulated a very clear position at the summit on nutrient management and turning their attentions and asking their staffs and asking their agencies to work on behalf of the states in collaboration on nutrient management, whether that's urban runoff, whether that's non-point source runoff, whether that's point source, all the different contributors to nitrogen or phosphorus in particular coming into the lakes. So I think there's work that can continue to be done both at the state and the regional level, and there's also efforts being done, additional research being done on the possible sources and on the best management practices to make sure that we're keeping nitrogen and phosphorus on the land and not having it get into our Great Lakes. So I think the governors and the premiers continue to articulate a great desire and intensity to make sure that we're attending to things like the algal bloom that happened in 2011 in Lake Erie. That was in no one's best interest. And we have to continue to make sure that we have the tools, develop the practices necessary to keep phosphorus and nitrogen on the land and not in the water.
Is it the governor's intention to make Michigan the standard for protections from this kind of runoff?
As I said before, I think the region is best when it works together and collaboratively, finding solutions together. One state...
So are we looking for a uniform standard throughout the Great Lakes region?
I think ultimately finding ways to make the greatest amount of uniformity within the frameworks that each state and province has, I think yes. I think that's an important goal that we all shoot for, is that kind of unanimity. It doesn't help one state to be either too far ahead or too far behind. What helps us when the region moves together ahead and kind of in dealing with the issues that we need to deal with collectively. This is a connected system and a connected waterway, and the best progress we can make is the progress we make together.
Well, I know that your time is running short and you have things to do, so I just want to leave with this final question. You're relatively new to the Office of the Great Lakes, and we're entering a new fiscal year. As you do, where do you want to be at the end of this fiscal year, this coming fiscal year? What will you have accomplished in this office?
Oh, that's a great question. I think we will continue to make good on the resolutions and the promises that the governors have agreed to, and making sure that there's progress on invasive species, on issues of maritime, on issues of infrastructure, on issues of trade, transportation. The governor has asked us to lay out for the state of Michigan, in this case, our governor, the state of Michigan, through our partners and through the Office of the Great Lakes, a water strategy for the state. We have this fabulous resource, as we've talked about, and making sure that we understand both its ecological, environmental health, what's the health conditions of the system, and how do we attend to that? What are the human use and enjoyment elements of that? And then how does that translate to quality of life? People making decisions where to raise families, where to build businesses. So all those three things need to be attended to within this water strategy, and that's one of the big pieces of work that we're working pretty diligently on moving in. So by the end of the fiscal year, we'd like to make sure by the end of the next fiscal year, certainly, and even before that, we'd like to make sure that we've articulated a very clear and concise viewpoint and strategy around water for the state of Michigan.
John, I thank you so much for your time today. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
That is John Allen. He is the head of the Office of the Great Lakes and a former executive with Consumers Energy. And I'd like to pass along a thanks to my co-host for WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. She is Lisa Wozniak, the executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. We'll see you next month, Lisa.
See you next month, David. I look forward to it.
I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.